Hey Gearheads, and welcome to GT Garage Talk, a discussion about all things automotive. I am your host, Corey, and this week I've got a special guest, but only for a little bit on this week's episode, but more on that in just a bit, because this week, this month, this year has been very busy for us, and I think the last vehicle that we had to test here on the channel is perhaps the most missed vehicle since it has left us, and that is between both myself and my wife, and that is the 2022 Lexus LC500 convertible. As you are listening to this, if you listen to this the week it comes out, our videos will be coming out the following Tuesday and Thursday on that. So that is November 15th and 17th. Be sure and go and follow us on Facebook. Subscribe on YouTube so that you don't miss those videos. It's a fun couple of videos in that I've done stuff with it that we don't normally do. And have a little bit of fun with a $112,000 V8 powered convertible. There's a lot of fun and good stuff in those two videos. So yeah, go check those out. But I did mention I have a special guest this week. Speaking of a Thursday's video, you know that GT Garage Talk has become a family business and involves all members of our family, not just my wife, Holly, who does the driving on our family reviews and has been on a couple podcasts herself, but also our four-year-old son, Tucker. He has been dying to do a podcast. Anytime he comes into my office, which is also the studio I'm sitting in right now, he always wants to do a podcast with me, and he always asks at times that it's just not working, and this week he wore me down and I gave in. So for the first half of this week's episode, I would like to welcome on my son Tucker, and we cover a lot of different topics, but stick around through the first 10 minutes. We'll go to a commercial break, and then I'll wrap up this week's episode with a little future casting as to what is coming up here on the podcast and on our channels, so to speak.
Can you say, I just don't like the music when we do a podcast. So can you not do the music anymore?
Okay, I'll do that later. I'll add it in post. But Tucker, I've not had you on the actual podcast before. Welcome. How are you? Are you doing good?
Yes.
Yeah? What have you been doing today?
Just playing on my iPad.
Yeah, and you've been watching your favorite show, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, I know you like Wildcrats, and I know that's what you wanted to talk about, but this is a car podcast, right? So we're going to talk about cars, and you told me before I hit the record button, you want to talk about the movie Cars. Is that right?
Right.
Is it your favorite movie?
No.
No? What?
Actually, my favorite movie is Aha.
What's your favorite movie?
I'm going to tell you, but
you going to leave it a mystery?
Yep.
Yep.
You had to figure it out.
Well, you got to give me some clues.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, we'll leave that on the table right now because you wanted to talk about the movie Cars, right?
What?
In the movie Cars, who is your favorite character?
Lightning.
Lightning. And you're especially fond of the end of Cars 3 when he gets a new paint job, right?
Right.
Yeah, you like Blue Lightning, don't you?
So does Mommy.
Yeah, Mommy likes Blue Lightning too. And I feel like your favorite color is probably influenced by the movie Cars 2, right? What is your favorite color?
Red.
Red. And what color is lightning most of the time?
Red.
Red. Yes, sir. So you have grown up watching that movie.
I wanted to laugh and record.
Yeah.
So I laughed right in.
Okay. So you grew up watching the movie Cars, and you've really come to like real cars too. And you've joined with Mommy and myself, and we do car reviews on the internet, don't we?
Yeah. And now that I'm four, I can podcast with you.
And now that you're four, you can podcast with me. It is so awesome. I don't think this will be the last time I bring you on this podcast either. So since we all drive and ride around in all the same cars, now that we review the cars, I'm going to ask you about some of the cars that we've had and see what your thoughts are. So, Tucker, what was the last car that we had? Do you remember? It was a convertible. Do you remember the convertible?
Yeah.
And it was the Lexus LC500 convertible. And what did you tell me about the front of that car?
It had a mad face.
Yeah, it had a mad face. You said the exact same thing about the last Lexus we had with that big SUV. You said that one had a mad face, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one had a mad face, too.
Yeah, yeah. So you think that Lexus spindle grille gives it a very mad face. What color was the inside of the convertible? As we talk about your favorite color, do you remember what color the seats were in that convertible, Tucker?
No.
You don't remember?
Oh, yeah. Red.
Red. Yeah, and you liked that a lot, didn't you?
Yep.
What was your favorite thing about that convertible?
Because it could go fast.
Because it could go fast. You weren't so much a big fan of having the top down, though. You always made me put the top up.
Well, yep.
Why didn't you like the top down?
Because mosquitoes were ganking.
Yeah, you gotta hate those mosquitoes. But not
yeah, that's why I want the top up.
Yeah.
Down.
But when we were going fast, like you said, the car would go fast. Mosquitoes couldn't keep up with us, could they? Mm-mm. And you liked the wind in your hair?
I know. And really, some mosquitoes were kind of web one of us.
Yeah, yeah. So we put the top up in that. But in our family review, I actually got to ride in the back seat with you. Was that fun?
Yes.
I normally don't ride in the back seat with you, do I?
Hey, no.
No. And so.
Actually, I have all my feet down.
Yeah. And in that convertible, you had to sit like you're sitting right now with your legs crossed, didn't you? Because the back seat was kind of tight.
Yep.
Yep. So.
I had to sit like that because the front seat was, yes, real close to me.
Yeah.
And it was hurting. So yeah. I had to sit cross-legged.
You're right, because there wasn't a lot of space back there in the back. Now, I'm going to ask you, we've had a lot of cars here. We've had the angry face cars. We've had red cars. We've had blue cars, black cars, silver cars, white cars, minivans, sliding doors, sliding seats. We've had a lot of different cars, haven't we?
Yep.
What have been some of your favorite?
Wait.
What?
I like the orange truck of that picture right on your computer.
Yeah. We had that one not long ago. You and I actually took the bright orange Toyota Tundra TRD Pro. We took it off road, didn't we?
Yes.
And we went adventuring out in the woods, didn't we? And we had a lot of fun in that one.
Wait, look.
What?
Woods.
Yep. The picture I have on my computer right now that Tucker is referencing is a picture that we took while off-roading out at Barnwell Mountain outside of Gilmer, Texas. Huge thanks to them for granting us a membership and allowing us to test out there on their property each and every time that we have an off-road vehicle. But yeah, Tucker really liked that big orange truck. That big orange truck started a segment on Mommy's Instagram that you really like. Every time we get a car now, you ask us to film you climbing in the back seat, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Was getting in the back seat of that orange truck kind of hard? Because it was really big?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And now we've had several cars that are really easy for you to get into, but you've decided...
Some cars are big.
Yep, some cars are big. But you've made it funny because you try and make it hard to get in your car seat, even though it's really easy. Because you're silly, right?
Yeah, I'm a silly kid.
Yes, you are. What other cars have we had lately that you've really liked? I know you liked the minivans with the sliding doors.
Me and I called that minivan Fillmore.
Fillmore, that's right. For your fourth birthday, we took a minivan to California, didn't we?
And that one was still Fillmore.
Yeah, we called that one Fillmore. It was a Chrysler Pacifica. It had power sliding doors. You just pushed the button, right? And they moved over.
Hey, Daddy.
Yes, sir?
Remember Great Driver, the red car?
Yeah. Was that all?
Yeah.
What was your favorite thing about Fillmore, the blue Chrysler minivan that we had?
I like the sliding doors.
You like the sliding doors? And we had all the snacks in the back, and you had a refrigerator in between you and Nana, didn't you?
Yes.
With a bunch of snacks inside that refrigerator, which we brought along with us. It wasn't part of the car or anything. That was a whole lot of fun, though, wasn't it?
Yes.
And then do you remember the white minivan with the sliding doors that we had?
Yeah.
That had a TV in the back seat? What did we do with that one? Do you remember?
No.
We had a picnic in it, in our driveway.
Yeah.
Yeah, we watched a movie in the back seat because...
That was Cars 3.
Yeah, we watched Cars 3 in the back of a car, and that was so much fun.
Yep, and I even got to listen to our favorite song, Blue Lightning.
Yep. We listen to a lot of the Cars 3 soundtrack around here, don't we?
Yep.
What other cars have you really liked that we have had, Tucker?
I don't know.
You don't know? We've had a lot, haven't we? What about, do you remember that black car that had the doors that went up?
Yeah,
you really liked that one. It keeps coming up every once in a while. When we had that Lamborghini, it pulled up right in front of our house, didn't it? And you got to sit in it and play in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember that car where it could drive by itself?
Yeah, we've had several cars that could kind of drive by themselves, couldn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. What feature in a car do you really like? So we've had the TV, we've had sliding doors, we've had self-driving, and we've had electric vehicles that are really fast. What would you say is your favorite feature? Do you like a fast car the best, or the sliding doors the best, or being a big truck the best? What's your favorite thing about a car? If you could pick your favorite feature, what would it be?
Actually, sharks are getting on us.
Sharks are getting on us? Oh my goodness! What on earth?
Uh-oh.
Oh boy.
Better do this podcast quick.
Yes, we better do it quick. So I bet I know the answer to this question, but is a fast car your favorite feature? You really like going fast in cars?
Well, sometimes kind of like going slow.
Oh, really? Okay. Surprising me here. Going slow, watching a movie or Bluey on the TV screen while we drive in our minivan. Yeah? All right, Tucker. Well, we recently got a new test car in our driveway and in our garage. You and I took it to go get groceries yesterday. What color is it?
Blue.
Blue. It's a 2023 Toyota Camry Hybrid. And what did you think about that one so far?
I loved it.
You love it because it's blue. Whose favorite color is blue?
You and Martin.
Me and Martin. There's that Wildcat reference again. But I just filmed my review for it today. It'll come out the week of Thanksgiving. If you're interested, be sure and go and find us on Facebook and on YouTube to make sure you don't miss it. And you'll see some behind-the-scenes stuff of Tucker, including a video of him, again, climbing in the back seat, making kind of an interesting go of it because it is so easy for him to climb in the back seat.
Sometimes hard for me.
Sometimes it's hard for him, but you can find that on his mommy's Instagram at Female Consumer, and we've got a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff there for that. But Tucker, why don't we go ahead and sign off for you on this episode? Can you tell everybody bye and thanks for listening?
Bye and thanks for listening.
And stay tuned after this commercial break because it'll be just me wrapping up a very fun and productive week in some very fun cars here on the channel. All right. So, yes, that was a lot. Tucker's all over the place. And, you know, it's just like when he's on camera, trying to get something out of him on camera. He's got so many witty things to say about all the different vehicles that we get that, you know, his input is very good, but capturing it on camera or recording it here on the podcast, it's difficult at times. And, you know, we're helping him learn how to review cars and things of that nature. So we're getting there with him. I mean, I'm being patient. He's only four. But I will say his insight into the minivans, I would say that the two minivans we have tested here on the channel in that 2021 Chrysler Pacifica, it was kind of a blue-green color. We did call it Fillmore. We spent a lot of time in that one because we road tripped it from Texas to California and back. We went down Route 66. We saw the Grand Canyon. We made a lot of memories in that vehicle. And oh yeah, it was also his fourth birthday and we went to Disneyland. So he remembers that one very fondly. And then the Toyota Sienna that we had was a top trim platinum grade version that they sell that had the max or super slide seats with the recline and had the 1080p fold down screen in the back. We did have a picnic in the back of it, watch a movie in our driveway. It was kind of fun, you know, making memories with our kiddo. He literally, no joke, he cried when that one left. It's something about the sliding doors, you know? We had a 92 Plymouth Grand Voyager when I was growing up, and it only had one sliding door, but my brother and I thought that was really cool. We had stepped up from like an 88 Oldsmobile wagon with the fake wood paneling down the side. Yes, so we went from that to our Plymouth Grand Voyager minivan with captain's chairs all the way around, and we thought we were in high style in that thing, especially because, if I'm not mistaken, the front and rear captain's chairs were all the same, so it really did feel like we were first-class citizens in the second row of that vehicle. Plus, our parents were able to separate us with a bucket of toys in between us. That way, there was no, he's on my side, and all that fun stuff of our younger years growing up. But there's just something about minivans. You go through cycles, because when we first got that minivan, my brother and I thought it was so cool. And then as we got older and into middle school, not so much. And then my mom got rid of that for a 98 Pontiac Grand Prix GTP supercharged wide body, wide track, I should say, and bright red. We thought that thing was so awesome. It had a head-up display in it, and that was like futuristic, and buttons on the steering wheel, which not many automakers were doing at the time. Now it seems like every car has buttons on the steering wheel. it just felt like it was ahead of its time, and it was so fast and bright red, and yeah, definitely a step up from minivan life. And now that I've got a four-year-old myself, both me, my wife, granted, I don't think Holly ever thought minivans were uncool, but myself, my wife, and Tucker all really like minivans. There's a lot of minivan love here on the channel. And I do believe they are starting to trend up in popularity. Our videos on that Toyota Sienna are some of our more popular videos that we've ever done. And it's just one of those things. I think more people are into minivans than they care to admit. And so, you know, when they're searching on YouTube for something to watch, a new vehicle to watch, you know, people are dreaming about what it would be like, you know, especially the top trim minivans, because the middle row has almost become like a gimmick area for them to see what all they can do. I remember there for a while, Chrysler had rotating second row seats and a table that you could put up in the middle. So basically you had like a conversation pit between the third row and the middle row, all kinds of crazy stuff there. Now they have stow and go where you can very quickly and easily stow those second row seats in the floor, which we did a little bit while we had the Pacifica here before we hit the road on our road trip. We absolutely did for the third row because we had the back completely loaded down with stuff. But it seems like the fold into the floor third row is standard in all brands of minivans. So that's not particularly unique. Although the way in which third row seats fold into the back is, Chrysler also had at one point like a tailgate style third row seat, and that you could flip and fold it backwards, and the backrest became the seat and the seat became the backrest, and you could sit on in the tailgate of the old Town and Country before it got replaced with the Pacifica, and, you know, have a very comfortable tailgate seat back there. They no longer do that. That's a shame. And then, you know, the Toyota Sienna we had also flipped and folded Kia Carnival. That is one of my more popular videos on the internet today, is me messing with the second and third rows of the Kia Carnival. So much just functionality with a minivan, more cargo space than an SUV, cheaper than an SUV, more fuel efficient than an SUV, but everybody just doesn't want to admit that they want a minivan, but deep down inside, they know. And it's so crazy because I talk to so many people about, you know, all right, tell me what you want in a vehicle, and everything they list off, like good fuel economy, seating for seven, like seven real size adults, and plenty of room in the back for hauling stuff. I'm like, you want a minivan. You don't know it, but you want a minivan. So yes, Tucker did cry when that one left, especially that one because it had the kick-activated side doors. So he just had a blast kicking the doors open and then pushing the button before we could strap him into his car seat and closing the doors on us. I think that is what he missed more than anything on both minivans, was closing us in the doors. I think that was the real reason he didn't want those to go. But since we've had minivans, Tucker has found humor in climbing into vehicles. Started with, as he mentioned in his segment, climbing in that Toyota Tundra TRD Pro. No running boards in that one. He's, on a good day, 40 inches tall. So ever since then, and seeing that that video was on the internet, anytime we get a new car, anytime we ask him to get in his car seat in a new car, he asks us to film him, and he always goes over the top with how he climbs in and just everything that he does in his getting in process. Anything he brought with him is a prop. Yeah, he's definitely playing it up for the camera, and I can't imagine where he got any of that from, but yeah. A lot of fun times filming with him. And then infamously, his big line that really set our family reviews apart. It was the first one we did as a complete family in the Mercedes-Benz GLE coupe SUV thing. He uttered a phrase as we were filming that I still laugh about every time I hear. I like to toot when I poop. So, you know, you never know what you're going to get from a four-year-old. But, you know, now we've got our standard segments with him in the backseat, you know, his wobbly head test and things like that. But you never know what he's going to chime in with from the backseat back there. But absolutely love that this business has evolved into something that can involve our entire family at all ages. So even a four-year-old can chime in and take part in our car reviews. And I really do look forward to, as he gets older and can articulate a little bit more concisely than he did on the podcast today, what it is he likes about vehicles, because he does have a lot of interesting and deep thoughts. Again, just capturing them on camera and on the podcast are tough, to say the least, because he'll say it when we're not recording, and then we'll ask him to say it again, and yeah, he'll be shy. Also, don't exactly know where he got that from, me and his mommy. He just came by that naturally. Anyway, so that Lexus LC 500 we had, so nice. I would say perhaps the best sounding V8 of any vehicle that I've sampled, rivaling the Mercedes AMG GT that I tested. And, you know, I would really like to put those two head to head, sound challenge, looks challenge, because they're both very beautiful vehicles. Both sounded amazing. And it would be a toss up. I would have to get them side by side because Mercedes and AMG, their bi-turbo V8 just absolutely sounds glorious. But every time I started up that Lexus with its 5-liter V8, especially when I had it parked in our garage, it just felt like it was going to shake our whole house down. I wish I could accurately capture on camera how good that one sounded. And unfortunately, I'm limited by the mics that I have on the equipment that I have. But yeah, it definitely sounded amazing. And there was a lot of top-down driving in that one. As for the future casting here on the podcast, we've got a lot of fun vehicles coming our way. I'm very excited. I've tested one multiple times, and with the Toyota GR86. We had one on the schedule a while back and got bumped because it had to go into the shop the week that we were supposed to get it. So we got something else instead. We've got one on the schedule yet again. Very anxious to get Tucker in the back seat and see how tight the back seat is in that after our time with the Lexus LC 500. And again, you'll just see our backseat adventures with that, both with Tucker and maybe an adult or two riding in the backseat of that one. But really looking forward to doing our family test in that, seeing what Holly thinks of a fun and affordable two-door sports car, because I've tested one of those on the track. I've tested a manual version here in East Texas, and I don't think there's one other vehicle perhaps as fun or maybe more fun at that price point, and that would be the Mazda MX-5 Miata that we tested not that long ago here on the channel as well. I would really like to put those up head-to-head and do a comparo between those, because I think those are the two most fun, least expensive new vehicles that you can buy now, and they just put a smile on your face anytime you get behind the wheel. So definitely looking forward to Ollie and Tucker's input on the GR86. We've got the new Lexus NX coming in hybrid form. We're currently driving like the middle class car of not only this decade, but a couple decades now in the Toyota Camry. Doing my research for that video, Toyota has sold, I kid you not, over 300,000 every single year since 1994, with one exception, and that was 2020. And we all know what happened in 2020, and they just missed the 300,000 mark on that year. So if you don't know somebody, or if you don't own a Toyota Camry, you know someone who does, because those things are absolutely everywhere. They run for forever. And ours is a hybrid version in a blue color that I love. I'm still anxious to see what Holly thinks of that. But those reviews come out Thanksgiving week. Looking forward to that. And then also coming out, I've got it scheduled, penciled in for the 16th of November. You know, the Ram TRX is just one of those vehicles that I love to drive. Any chance I get behind the wheel of one, I do. But it's one of those things, like, can I justify the price? And I really can't. I think I would have an easier time selling the Lexus LC500 at $112,000 than I would a Ram TRX. But one of those vehicles that any chance I get, I hop behind the wheel of them, because it's just so much fun. Trucks shouldn't be that fast and that loud and that much fun, but that one is. And yeah, so much fun on that one. So that's some of the stuff we've got coming down the pipeline on YouTube and Facebook. Still looking for future guests. So I want to hear from you as a faithful listener of this show. Who would you like for me to reach out to and interview? This is your chance to, fill up the slate of interviews for the future. Let me know. Shoot me an email, gtgaragetalk@gmail.com, or go comment on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all that stuff. Let me know. I read comments. I follow up with stuff like that. So absolutely let me know who you would like for me to interview, reach out to, because I've got some feelers out there already. We've got some repeat guests coming back, and then looking to fill up the next few weeks with some more interviews from some Rebel Rally participants, and hear more from the 2022 Rebel Rally. And then the last thing for future casting, I am about to embark on a trip to the LA Auto Show. I'm very much looking forward to making my second trip to the LA Auto Show. I've already gotten the press release or press conference. There we go. That's the word. Press conference schedule. Anxious to see some of these vehicles unveiled. Toyota has teased that the next-gen Prius is going to be unveiled. Genesis is bringing the electric version of an SUV we really loved in the GV70. That'll be there. Hyundai and Kia will be showing something off. At this point, I don't know exactly what it is, but given what they showed off last year in their concept versions of what is essentially the electric counterpart to the Telluride and Palisade, I'm thinking this year we're probably going to get a production spec, or more closely tied to production spec version of both of those vehicles, so we can kind of see what the future of three-row SUVs look like from those two brands. And yes, they will be all electric, and I'm anxious to see them, and then, within a couple years, maybe even get behind the wheel of one or both. So looking forward to that. I've got some Mercedes-Benz products on the docket for future testing as well. So a lot of fun stuff coming to the channel. Both Facebook and YouTube is where you can go find those full videos as they drop. But very excited about the future here on the channel. I thank you so much for sticking with us on a very interesting but all in the family episode of GT Garage Talk. As always, you know where to find us, gtgaragetalk.com, and then Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Till next time, bye.